Take it away. Okay, so that's actually the fragment from the poem. Mekach, we know, it's a Kenyan. Kesef Shtarubia, we're familiar with those words. Bum, meaning through them, through the aforementioned three. Kesef Shtarubia. In Isha, we think we know what that is. Tarid. I don't know. For that, we need Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo. What is the significance of this one word? Because it makes the entire fragment completely enigmatic. And most people, 99% plus, would have looked at this line and say, he's got to be talking about the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Like, you didn't know anything else. You would just say, Mekach, Kesef, Shtar, Bia, Isha, Haisha, Niknes, Bishal, Zdraf, and oh, he thinks it's a mitzvah to do Kiddushin. But as you saw, nothing could be further from the truth. So, Eitan, the floor is yours. So he lays down the gauntlet right away. He says, Rabbeinu Hagaon did not mean to count Kiddusha. So you're looking at this and you're saying, what? Mekach, Kesef, Shtar, Bia, Isha, that's not Kiddushin? What? What is it? Lulav? Mitzosa? Eitan, go ahead. So not only is he not paskening that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, he's dafka saying that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Now, I have some thoughts on this. Is the Shita of Rav Sadia Gaon, as explained by Rav Yochum Fishel Perlo, is it really the same as the Rash? I don't think so. But they certainly overlap in this way, that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah klal. So what did Sadia Gaon mean? What's this line? What's this poem? Mekach kesef shtarubia bam b'isha tarid. Aval kavanaso. So that is a shocking line. So if you're just sort of doing the math, Rav Yochum Fishel Perlo believes Mekach, Kesef, Shtar, Ubiya, Bum, Beisha, Tarid equals Piria Virivia. Which must mean that what word means Piria Virivia? Mekach doesn't. And Isha doesn't. Kesef, Shtar, Ubiya doesn't. Tarid. So he's going to have to teach us how to understand poetry. Tarid equals Piria Virivia. Okay. And each line here is just, for that reason, so deep. So he says, Umehai Taima, because Kiddushin and Nisuin are synonymous, equivalent to Piria Virivia in the sense of the mitzvah, Mehai Taima, for that reason, it's almost like a Rambam Lefikach. That's why the Gemara will sometimes, one time that I'm aware of, refer to Kiddushin as a mitzvah. Kimo? The one Gemara that we had has just been eviscerated. Yevamos Samach Beis, we had to be moda. It sounds like talking about Periyah V'Rivya. Megillah Chav Zayin, Mechira Sefer Torah, we had to be moda on that point. The initial Mishnah, I don't know, it's just giving us the Drachim, the original Gemara, Dav Beis Amid Beis with Rabbi Shimon and the Derech Eretz, the one thing that we had. Mitzvah Bo Yoser Rabbi Shluchoy says, that has nothing to do with establishing that Kiddushin is an intrinsic mitzvah. That's talking about Piriya Verivya. Ah, you'll say, but if you read the Gemara, Yish Mekadesh Bo Vishlucha, Yish Miskadesh Bo Vishlucha, it's clearly talking about Kiddushin. So, Rav Yochum Fishel Perlo can square the circle for us. Go ahead. Isek! The Piriya Verivya? The Phytos. Eitan, distill his argument for me.
So the Gemara says that because it says the mitzvah is better than with your shaliach, because when you do kiddushin and nisuin, it's like you improve.
So he's saying kiddushin and nisuin is Ezra. Exactly, because as the Gemara says about having children, in God's secrets, what role do we have? It's conception, that's really bidei shamayim, and pregnancies for them to be sustained, that's bidei shamayim. How many pregnancies spontaneously are not compatible with life? And then, again, even if a child is born, shalone da, but we should realize what a special time we're living in, that it's relatively rare, though it does happen, and it's extremely, extremely tragic. And people lose a child. But for the person to be Mekayim Periyah V'Rivya, the children have to live, right? That's what we said. We learned the Sugya, that if the child passes, right, so there's no sustainability there. So what Rav Yochum Fishel Perlo is saying is that that's all beyond a person's control. So when he uses this expression of Asek Periyah V'Rivya, what's he referring to? You guys know this Gemara. Gavi? Standing. Right? Asakta Bipiriya Verivya. That's what he's referring to. Why do we say, why do you have to use that term? Asakta. So we've quoted all these different approaches. I like this idea of going beyond the norm, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Divrei Sofer. You guys remember what we said. But in the final analysis, he's saying, I don't agree. The Asek in Piriya Verivya is Kiddushin and Nisuin. That's what the Gemara means. And it calls a mitzvah bo, yosem mi b'shlucha. I have a kasha in this, but I'm going to hold my fire. It's like Bunker Hill. What do they say? Till you could see? Nice. Okay, so we're going to let Rav Yochum Fishel Perlo get into closer range. But I think we have a very good issue to take up with him. But it is absolutely fascinating. Okay. V'zehu shekasev Rabbeinu Hagein mekach kesef shtar ubiya bam b'isha tarid. And this is the poem that he wrote. So the word tarid means, it translates to sheyim shol ba lios ima leholid banim mekach kesef shtar ubiya bam b'isha. Tarid means to physically be moshel over her, to bring children into this world, to have offspring. Pass on your genetic material. Uchidichsiv. That's V'Aminan Sof Perek Haba Al Yivimto, as the Gemara Darshins. Yivamos. That it's written chaser v'chav sha ksiv, that you are conquering her. So the term tarid means to conquer, to be moshel, to be kovesher with a specific intent, not of parading her through the streets, but David with a specific intent of having children from her. Now, that makes a lot of sense, because that term in the Chumash, Uridu, where do we find that? Where does that term come up? Exactly. The very next word in the Chumash is Uridu. Okay. So this is really interesting. I'm not saying you have to accept the Shita. There's a lot of Shitas in the Rishonim that don't agree. I'm just saying it's an incredibly impressive work to be able to figure this out. Now, Kidechsev Huyim Shalbach Vahainu Le'inyan Mitzvahs Pirya Verivya, that he's supposed to rule over her. Now, again, this is a little bit difficult, this line, Vahuyim Shalbach. Anybody remember where that comes up in the Psukim? Hanan?
Punishment
exactly. It doesn't sound like it's connected to the natural mitzvah, period, verivia. So this line is a little bit difficult. That's not the kasha that I want to present against Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo, but be that as it may, this is what he's suggesting. Now, I know you guys saw it already, but let's like just take stock here for a second and then process something together. So, this is what makes this work a 30-year work and so impressive. Yaakov, what must be true by definition? If Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo is claiming that the words Mekach, Kesef, Shtar, Ubiya, Bam, Beisha, Torid, that fragment of the poem is referencing the mitzvah of Piri Verivya, what by definition must be true? Absolutely. What else? See, for this you need 30 years to really be sure. Yaakov?
Even the methods that aren't about Bia are still for Zebruga.
No question. True, true, true. Yes?
That the only way to do for Bruga is because of Shara.
True, true, true. Ezra? Excellent. You have to know this poem back and forth. As Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, the Vilna Gaon knew the Talmud Bavli as a regular Jew knows Ashrei. And sometimes I get confused, you know. Aramimchan b'chol yom. You have to know this poem so well to be certain that there's no other place, right, Eitan, where he references the mitzvah of Piri Verivya. Because the whole theory rests on that card. If you pull away that card, the house is going to come crashing down. Mekach, Kesef, Shtar, Ubiya, Bum, Beisha, Tarid, as the mitzvah of Piri Verivya only makes sense if he doesn't count it elsewhere. If he does, then this whole exercise evaporates into thin air. So for that, you have to be able not just to decode Sariel one line, you have to be able to reasonably decode the entire poem. For that, you really need 30 years. But that's exactly what he says. Eitan, back to you. Kemosha Kasavti, in other words, this is what you can do. This is the Asek Bipiri Virivya. Viharaya Hamuchrachas Laze. That is, in the end of the day, the Raya Muchrachas. Says Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo, I don't see a single other line in the entire poem where Piri Verivya is paskind. And it cannot be. It simply cannot be that he didn't count period viribhya. That is beyond, no pun intended, conception. Because who wouldn't count the mitzvah of period viribhya? As he goes on to say, v'hi mitzvah berura umifurashas v'eich yitochen lahashmita. It's implausible. Aval hu hadavar asher dibarnu de kavanaso kan le mitzvas piryo virivyo. So let's be very clear. A person, after reading Rav Yochanan v'Shapurlo and being very grateful for this decoding, could say, you know what? You know, maybe the word tarid connotes piri virivya. Maybe mekach, kesef, shtaru, bia, bam, bi'isha. Maybe kiddushin has a status of a hechsher mitzvah. But that's not what he says. Let's be very clear. You could have said that. But he wants to say no. Kiddushin and nisuin aren't a hechsher. They are, when a person does kiddushin nisuin, what is scored in shamayim? Asakta b'piri virivya. Exactly right, Eitan. Now that's extraordinary. I want to say two more things about this. Rabbi Yochanan v'Shapurlo affiliates himself, his understanding of Sadi Gon, in the beginning of this piece with the Rush, correct? And there's truth in that. I'm not denying that there's basic truth in that, in the sense that they both fully agree that Kiddushin per se, what he calls mitzad atzmam, is not a mitzvah. But in what way is the Rush just so fundamentally different than Rabbi Yochanan v'Shapurlo? Eitan, go ahead.
The Rush says it's not a mitzvah at all, but he says that it's considered a sacrifice.
It's considered period of rivia. Good, just sharpen it. It's not just that the Rush says it's not a mitzvah altogether, but more importantly, just focus for me on the Rush for a second. For Rabbi Yochanan v'Shapurlo, Rav Sadi Gaon thinks that kiddushin isn't a mitzvah mitzad atzman, but it's gufa the asek in period of rivia. But the Rush felt, not just that Kiddushin wasn't intrinsically a mitzvah, but more importantly,
not even in relation to
sharper, Eitan?
It's not, you know, a mitzvah humus.
Sharper, Yaakov?
You can even have Pilagish do it.
Good, but just, I'm just, contrast it with the Rav Sadi Gaon. Sharpen your formulation. Tzvi?
Yeah, I was going to say, similar to Yaakov, just that, if you, like, you don't even need to get mad. You could do it through Pilagish.
It has something to do with Pilagish, but the very reason for the Rush that Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah is because it's not essential for period Virivya. So it's almost diametrically opposite, right? For Rav Sadia Gaon, as interpreted by Rav Yochanan v'Shapurlo, I believe him. I take him at his word. The reason that Kiddushin isn't an intrinsic mitzvah is because it is period Virivya. It's the Asek Virivya. It's the element of period of Arivya that's bidei Adam. For the Rush, the reason that Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah is because it's not essentially part of period of Arivya. Pilagesh. So there's this fundamental disagreement within this broader agreement. So you have to sort of put it under the halachic microscope to appreciate this point. All right, so I definitely wanted to point that out. Now, let's go back to the Rush for a second. Because I think the Rush has an idea about some affirmative value of Kiddushin, not that it's a mitzvah. Hopefully you guys reviewed this. And then I want to at least present a kasha, or see if somebody can present a serious kasha against Rabbi Yochanan v'Shapurlo and his understanding of the Gemara Kiddushin Memalef. So at least have that thought start percolating in your mind. So Shimon.
Yes.
We know that the Rush maintains the Gemara Ksuvis Dav Zayin, the Birchas Erisin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not a Birchas HaNenin, so it's a Birchas Shavach VeHodaya. And we pose the question, if it's so inconsequential, Kiddushin, why should there be a bracha at all over it? So, you just saw the Rush again, just reviewed it. What is the shita of the Rush? Why is there a bracha? What's the shevach here? Manuel? Not on Peru or Vo. Shimon?
The fact that there's a, I guess that the child is the result of like an Isha with Herod.
Child? Child Mandachar Shemei.
The fact that the Kiddushin is between the man and an Isha.
Good. Just sharpen it a little bit. You're on the road now. Yes? Excellent. Shehiv dilanu min ha'amim. Because what is it? One word. I'm just looking for one word. What is associated with the amim? Arayos. Exactly. So the shevach that we're giving in this bracha is that God gave us a way of living a life of kedusha without in any way involving ourselves in arayos. And that deserves a bracha. Just mashalama davadoma. There's a tosos in Psachim Dav Zayin. I have to love this tosos. That tries to figure out what's the nature of the bracha of lachnisa b'riso shal Avraham Avinu. Nafkamina, when should make it? Is it a bracha samitzvah? Is it a bracha shevach v'odaya? Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba quoted in that tosos. So, according to the Daya in Tosos, it's Bircha Shevach V'Hodaya. He's like, why is there a Bircha Shevach V'Hodaya here? He says, because Mila, you know, is something very, it's a very important institution, right? Mila reflects, we'll talk about a little bit Erev Shabbos, but Mila really reflects Kedushas Yisrael. So, for that, you have a Bircha Shevach V'Hodaya. A really interesting idea, for sure, right? So, this is even a step further than that, what the Rush is saying here. He's saying, Kiddushin isn't intrinsically a mitzvah, but to be separated and elevated from all the nations based on our removal from Giloy Arayos, that's worth a Shevach V'Hodaya. And so, Kiddushin isn't intrinsically a mitzvah, but it's fair to say that the Rush had a kind of conception of it as an Iser Aseh. In other words, the Torah told you, to a certain extent, put this in quotation marks, do Kiddushin, meaning don't be involved in Arayos. So that's a very different presentation than Yeruchim Vishal Perlo. They both agree that Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah. But for Yeruchim Vishal Perlo, it's all about Periyah V'Rivya. For the Rush, it has nothing to do with Periyah V'Rivya. That's the reason why it can't be intrinsically a mitzvah. Because Pilegesh is an equal alternative. What Kiddushin is about is Hiv Dilanu Min Ha'amim. So there's a lot of difference for all the similarity. Okay. Now, Gavi, as you said, the whites of their eyes. Can anybody think of a very significant challenge to Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlo's understanding of mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho? Since it's all a smokescreen, it's not really talking about kiddushin, it's talking about the mitzvah, it's just period of verivia and hiding. There's a point that we've come back to a number of times. Shimshi? The difficulty. I'm not saying that the problem is solved if you believe the Gemara is talking about Kiddushin, because it's still very challenging to think. That's what we have to think. What does it mean? Ki kach ish isha velo kisi lakach isha l'ish. But if you are as convinced as Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo that Gemara doesn't prove anything about Kiddushin being a mitzvah, because it's only talking about Periyah V'Rivya, what in the world do you do with the second half of that Gemara? She's not mitzuba. Nobody denies that. That's a beferish. Well, no, Rabbi Yochum denies that. But okay, after you get past the Tanoim, no Rishon denies that. So Nachi's going to defend Reb Sadia Gaon.
I was going to ask, how do your shlichus back through with you?
Right, so he would say, no, obviously you're talking about the step within Periyah V'Rivya that is subject to shlichus. The step within period of Arivia is Kiddushin. But Kiddushin is not its own topic. Kiddushin is the first quarter of a four-quarter game called Periyah V'Rivyah.
So you could say that it's referring to the first quarter of the game, which is talking about Ha'isha Niknas, right? The mitzvah, that there's an aspect that's...
Okay, but again, the term mitzvah, when you talk about mitzvah ba, yoser mi b'shlucho, she does not have this mitzvah. That's a much weaker argument. It's a very difficult argument to make that that's what mitzvah means in the context of Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph. Once you, I would wonder about this reading in general if I didn't have the second half of the Gemara. The second half of the Gemara is truly very difficult. Chimshi, did you want to try to answer it? It's difficult. Okay, Yaakov. Maybe you might want to say something like that. She's obligated, even if you don't want to say a kiyum, I'll give you a slightly different formulation, that part of the Ezer Kenegdo is she's obligated to help him facilitate his mitzvos in general. So it doesn't even have to be a din prati in period of the Rivia. Sometimes I like to say it, sometimes it's just in general. She's meant to help him fulfill mitzvos. So, okay. Sariel, and then yes. But I guess what we're saying is we don't know that that's true. Does she really have to do anything? She did. I would say the opposite. Her assent is required. She doesn't have to do this.
But it can be done that way, and that's part, that can be considered part of that.
It has to be. Right, but if you're really talking about Periyah V'Rivyah, that's not, unless you're again referring to the very narrow case of Ben Azai, I'm not familiar with any other exceptions.
I wouldn't say necessarily.
It's a mitzvah chiyuvis.
It may not be a mitzvah, but it is something that needs to get done at some point.
What you're saying might be true in isolation, but it's very hard to work out within the scheme of Rechav Vishal Pirlo. He's arguing that mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, the mitzvah that's being referred to is Periyah V'Rivyah. I just don't understand. Like, this is what Chimshi's saying. I don't understand how you're going to say that about mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. So Yaakov wants to say maybe it's a kiyum. I want to say, okay, maybe it's not really a din prati. She just has an obligation to kind of help him fulfill mitzvos. But you're stuck saying something which is, you know, outside of the simple interpretation of the Gemara. I think that's for sure. Yes, then Ezra, then KD.
According to the woman still plays.
By the way, not to be confused with the Rishon, Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yeah. I just want to make sure you guys know that.
Yeah, it could still be that she plays like a role in it, because he focuses also on her Gifshuha. That there's clearly like a woman, like not just for a group.
But I was going to say that points in the opposite direction, because what does Vechivshuha mean that you should be.
Dominated.
Yeah, she's.
But that she is still playing a part, you know. Meaning it's
by being dominated?
Yeah.
This is probably a little bit too early for your time, but when Vince Carter jumped over Frederick Weiss, was he playing a role? He was just being posterized. Do you guys not even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Knicks, Rachmana Litzlan, drafted somebody who not only never played for them, he never even came to America. Only the Knicks could have achieved that. He never even came to the country. And then, you know, at the Olympics, we understood why, because, you know, this was again in his prime, but Vince Carter, the man is 7 feet tall. He didn't, like, go around him. He mamish jumped over him. It's a riot that Vince Carter doesn't learn a lot of Torah, because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Torah Matesha Skocho Shel Adam, and Rish Lakish lost his ability to jump when he started to learn. So it's a Raya Gemur that Vince Carter did not do a lot of Torah learning. Okay, which is good because otherwise he'd be Chayiv Misa. Okay, who is next? Who's next? Ezra, yeah, and then Katie.
Maybe this is why he was talking about the Hu Yom Shel Kva. Like, that's definitely directed at Chava, at a woman. So, I guess not a seaboy, but it's...
It's a Klala.
Yeah, but...
Harbar Beitz Vanech Vaharnech Be'etzeb Til Divanim Velishech Tshukaseich Vahu Yim Shalbach. It's a little strange. I mean, like, if you want to say, like, mitzvah ba yoser mi b'shlucha, and what you do with that if you're the Greek pop. Katie.
If I'm not mistaken, we learned in our Shira about Peruvil that part of the mitzvah of Peruvil was to, like, raise your children.
I like that idea. I think there are rayas for that. Okay, right. So first of all, I'm very grateful that I get a little honorable mention, like the Rishon Vishal Perlo. Like, you know, if you take my idea, like about chinuch, you know, being an intrinsic part of the mitzvah, so then like that's what mitzvah by Yosef Yisrucha. It's just like a far cry from what he doesn't. Until he says that he accepts my doctrine about that, I don't know that I'm prepared to impose that on him. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate it. Appreciate the vote of confidence. The Halstukian theorem.
I think what Carlo is saying makes what I said yesterday a lot less crazy. Because if you don't get married, then by definition he's saying that means you to Puru Ravu. And then by definition he's on Shuva Zama Manava.
I hear what you're saying. you're pushing this doctrine. I didn't say it was. I by the way, I don't think I ever used the term crazy. I thought that it was, you know. I thought it was a little drastic, but you know, nothing crazy about that. You know, Yaakov, go ahead. Interesting. Okay. Nice. Okay, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. Like, does she have an affirmative responsibility to behave responsibly to the fetus? That's a really interesting. She's not allowed to be chovel. It's really interesting. I hear. Okay, that's a interesting idea. Nachi.
Does a woman ask the sock to the prayer?
Yeah.
It's an illusion. Meaning.
Hard for me to believe. It sounds like the Gemara. It sounds like the Gemara is a little bit male oriented, right? Kavati to Matora. It's a little hard for me to believe. I mean, the Gemara says Beshasha Machnis and Adam Ladin. It doesn't say Ish. Adam can sometimes mean humans, but it's a little bit hard for me to believe. Yeah, right. He's clearly referencing that Gemara. Okay, again, I think it's a difficulty in his approach. So just to summarize and distill what we said, I have no issue with Rav Yochanan Bishul Perlo saying that he affiliates himself with the Rush, and he thinks, oh yeah, Sadi Gon had the idea before the Rush that Kiddushin Mitzad Atzmam is not a mitzvah. That's definitely true. I'm just pointing out that they had very different conceptions, because for Rav Yochanan Bishul Perlo, Kiddushin and Nisuin is intrinsically Piri Avirivya. It is the Asek that's Bidei Adam. And that's why Rav Sadi Gon doesn't have another mitzvah, Ezra, as you said, of Piri Avirivya. There can't possibly be another line. I mean, to know that is an incredible feat of decoding this entire poem. That's amazing that he could figure that out. It's just extremely impressive. But Me'idach Gisa, the Rush, right, thought that it's Dafka because Kiddushin and Piri Avirivya are so fundamentally separate to the point where Pilegesh is an equally viable alternative that he arrived at the conclusion that Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah. It's only because Kiddushin is so fundamentally separate than Piri Avirivya. So again, for the Rush, why make a brach at all? Why have any Shevach? Well, the Shevach isn't on Kiddushin per se, it's on Shehivdi lanu min ha'amim v'hivdi lanu min ha'arayos. And that really is the idea. So Mir Tashem, tomorrow what we'll do is we'll pick it up with the Sefer HaChinuch as the final sheet on the Rishonim before we sign on for the Rambam and the Rambam.